It's time for Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, who can show up at any wedding, anytime, and look simply divine, might I say. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the royal couple.
I would vote for
what?
Greg.
A couple of what?
No, a couple of royal what?
Yeah,
what?
What a couple of royal pains.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, you've got a pair of queens.
Right? Yeah. No, the only one. Well, there was a point when there were three queens. You're absolutely right. And anyone who watched The Crown had that explained to them, how there could be three queens.
All right.
Right, right.
Well, in that vein, I noticed one of the things that usually happens during a royal wedding period is there is a spike in all current and past royal collectibles. So I thought, let me just check out what's happening on eBay. Well, just in royal wedding collectibles alone, including this latest royal wedding, upcoming wedding, this Saturday, there are over 98,000 items just in that one category. Now you have to remember this. There is a royal wedding category. Within that, then there is Queen Victoria, all of the royals. Then there are Queen Elizabeth. Then there's coronation collectibles. Then there are all sorts of royal collectible figurines. Everything of these collectibles, FYI, all have the royal stamp on them.
What were you saying is the royal stamp? What is the royal stamp?
The royal stamp, you know, in other words, each item that is put in the marketplace has to be okayed by the royal family, and okay. It has to have the queen's seal on it, or the royal seal on it, to make it an official royal collectible.
Yeah, it's part of the licensing. That's almost the licensing stamp of, so you can tell whether it's actually sanctioned or a knockoff.
Right.
So and as a chuckle here, some of the latest collectibles that are out there, there is a Funko, F-U-N-K-O Pop. They're plastic collectibles. They look like bobbleheads with these giant heads and these big black bootmark eyes. And they have them for the Queen. They have them for Princess Diana. They have, you name it, Charles. They have them for Harry and William. They have them for the Duchess of Cambridge.
Princess Diana.
Princess Diana. And soon they will have to add Meghan Markle.
They're actually pretty. Those are fun. Those are kind of modern. They're real pop culture type looks on those. I looked at those, and they vary. I mean, it just, you're probably, in some cases, depending on where you live in the world, you may pay more for shipping than what you pay for the item.
The interesting thing about royal collectibles at Victorian, from Victoria on up, when on the secondary market, the prices continue to go down and down and down. They are at their highest price just prior to and during the event. After that, they become
But I think once, if Queen Elizabeth were to go into the hospital and was on, you know, a watch, I bet there'd be a lot of, you'd see a spike in some of the Queen Elizabeth stuff too.
As tacky as people are today, you'd probably see a collectible of Queen Elizabeth in the hospital.
Okay, now wait a second. Just let's, since the niceties of protocol are going to be explained ad infinitum by people who don't even know what they're talking about, when you say Queen Elizabeth, you know you're referring to who was the queen mom, right?
Queen Elizabeth II,
also known as the queen. When you say the queen, that's yes. So just as you are watching, if anyone is watching, when they start hearing all these, you know, there are so many different bits and pieces that you might as well just assume that you don't know who anyone's talking about.
Correct. That's because there's so much protocol.
Yeah, there really is.
It's just unbelievable. But you know, all that stuff is really fascinating to me. And the Royals, over the years, the collectibles, we have actually followed it quite a bit because we see a fair amount of it on a regular basis. And it always amazed me that the popularity of Royal collectibles is still, even at a lower level, is still a really hot market. It really is. And it's one of the great collectible areas where you don't have to worry about spending a fortune to have a really good collection of Royal memorabilia. So in that respect, I've always followed it. And there was a time when I did collect certain porcelain thing, you know, early Victorian things.
Who did you like collecting?
Say that again?
Who did you like to...
Queen Victoria. I liked the Victorian porcelains. I liked some of the items that were manufactured, although they have become fewer and fewer, and I'm surprised that a lot of them, because of that, haven't increased in value, but it's because there was so many. It's such a vast area of collecting. And there were things that were made for Queen Victoria, like just a trivet, you know, a plain tile trivet. So, and all of these things, there's a department within the Royal
collection,
shall we say, within the Royal, what's the business, you
want, collection,
where
collection.
Everything yeah. has to have, they run it through. It's not that Queen Elizabeth II is sitting there looking at all of these things. She probably doesn't even know most of these things exist, but there is a process which all of these things, in order, if you want to have title of a royal collectible, even for tea.
It's called the Royal Collection. I'm sorry to keep mentioning that, but that is the organ, if you will, through which these are all sanctioned.
Yeah, and it's a very large organ.
Uh-huh. I mean,
and I find it fascinating, and I can't help but just keep checking it every once in a while to see what's out there.
And what's going to be also interesting when, you know, let's fast forward 100 years to Robin Hood Radio when we're dead, but our replicates are doing this show, okay? And they will be talking about the collectibles, because one of the things about Queen Victoria is Victoriana. I mean, it was an exceedingly long reign. And it has
yes.
been surpassed by the current, by the Queen. And so there is apt to be, as I was saying, I don't know, 100 years, that might be, that's about enough time, just another whole vast amount of, let's call it stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just as an example, right now, if you type in Queen Victoria in eBay, there are over 17,827 items relating to Queen Victoria. And that's just by using the word Queen Victoria. Now you can type in there Queen Victoria mugs and as you get more specific, they start to dwindle down. There are so many different categories. One day I would like to waste my time trying to come up with all of the different types of royal collectibles and just have a rough number to announce on the radio, because I think it's a staggering amount of collectibles. So I think I might have to do that one day when I have nothing better to do.
Maybe next week when you're in Fastoria.
That's right. But
before you do that. Next week I'm traveling to see my mom.
Okay. So, but just quick question before that, and I hope she's doing all right. And this was something you said before. Can you tell what the average, like, what's the average on eBay when there isn't a spike, when there isn't an upcoming? I mean, the run-up to this, obviously, is, you know, stagecraft at its best. What is, just on a regular day when there's no wedding, there's no, you know, when there's nothing, honey, mm-hmm. If you searched royal collection or whatever, queen,
we'll have to do this like a week after or 2 weeks after the wedding.
Oh no, that's
be
way
interesting
too soon.
To see what drop off is.
Way too soon.
I know what you're asking, Jill, and I have there is a it depends on the royal. I will say Queen Victoria, her collectible porcelains, for example, they maintain a steady value. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's a royal wedding upcoming. But Queen Victoria, because of her long reign and the vast amount of jubilee items, they still maintain just because of the phenomenon known as Queen Victoria. So as we get later into the 20th century, the other fad collectibles, if you will, that, like, for example, Charles and Diana, their collectibles are in the toilet big time, and they have been for a number of years. But Queen Victoria still holds her own. She's still doing a very, very brisk business for her collectibles. One of the reasons being that, you know, the longer we get into the 21st century, the less Victoriana there is, and that's it's attrition.
Right, that should increase its value. Exactly. I'm being given this sign that says that
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Right.
Well, this week we leave for Connecticut on Thursday. We're doing. We're up in your neck of your neck.
We're in South. We're Norwalk.
Yeah.
We're in Norwalk.
We're doing, in Norwalk. So we're doing an event there.
Everything's a diagonal.
Friday. But it's a quick in and out. We fly in Thursday morning and we leave Friday. No, we leave Saturday morning. So it's a quick trip.
And then I jump on a plane to Ohio for a week. And then we're back. And then, Tim, I think...
Yeah. I'm doing a number of. We've had severe weather down here with a lot of the rain and some tornadic activities. So I'm doing some insurance appraisals and just gearing up for the start of hurricane season, which starts June 1st. I can't believe it's going to be June, but June 1st is the beginning of hurricane season, and we are encouraging a lot of our clients just to take a look at the items that they have and say, you know, let's just get this either photographed or looked at so that we can get that into a report. So,
all right. Well, we're expecting bad weather later today. I mean, possibly tornadoes and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it's been crazy.
It's been a wild spring.
Meanwhile, that volcano.
I got an email from the golf club today saying that, sorry, the golf course is flooded, so you can't golf today. So,
oh, mon pauvre.
We're closed. We're closed down here.
Oh,
so.
C'est triste, ça. Qu'est-ce qu'on doit faire?
Well, we'll speak to you guys next week.
Okay,
absolutely.
Have a great week.
Have a good week.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web with Appraise This.